this offense be like next year with Victor coming back and second year in the system, and obviously you broke it out? And...
Sky's the limit. You know, you can't really put a limitation or expectations on it. You just got to, you know, you could see it. And, you know, I think I said it earlier in the year, you know, Vic, Ruben, Larry Donnell, Rashad, and, you know, myself involved, I feel, and Eli, like I said, I think why would you not want to have one of the best offenses in the league? So, obviously, you know, as a competitor, your goal is to be the best. So I would expect everybody else on the offense to feel as if, you know, we should be the best.
Well, their last Philly game, you had token action. You had just started to get back into the lineup. How anxious are you to show them the full Odell Beckham repertoire?
I'm definitely excited. It being a game that I was just kind of getting back into, and you know, we didn't come out, we didn't play well, and they came out and they played extremely well, did a lot of things right, and you know, we didn't. So, not revenge, but you know, 27-0 leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
For you personally, I mean, that was your worst statistical game. Do you view that as the worst game for you so far?
No.
Performance-wise, at least.
No. It's just one of those games that just things weren't going right for us, so it was hard for all of us to get involved.
Which one does bother you then?
Any? Certain plays here and there, and every loss bothers me, so.
Del, what are you going to be doing in the offseason? You know, you sort of have this newfound fame now and a lot of opportunities, I would imagine. What are you going to be doing until April when you guys get back?
Training is, I know I'm going to get together with a few guys during this offseason for sure. I'm actually going to be staying with Jarvis and Jeremy and go back to API where I trained at and work around in Arizona for the most part. And then, you know, probably go down to Eli's camp or other camps to just kind of, you know, get work in wherever you can.
Just in terms of other business opportunities or anything?
I'm sure there will be. I haven't, you know, looked so much into it. Kind of just trying to finish the season strong. You know, wishing there was something after this game, but, you know, that's not the case. So, got to deal with it.
I know you're a team guy, Odell, but odds are you probably are going to get to go to the Pro Bowl, even though right now you're only the first alternate. One of those receivers is probably even going to drop out or go to the Super Bowl or something. What would that mean to you if that happens?
That would be huge. You know, I definitely wanted to – it's obviously a goal. And to just, you know, to get there and to see it happen and, you know, make first alternate is a huge accomplishment. And, you know, everybody was saying that, you know, I should have been in it. And to me, really, and I always say this, what God has for you, no man can take. So if I'm supposed to be in it, I'll be in it. But if I'm not, then, you know, that's motivation to work harder even next year.
You surprised yourself this year?
I wouldn't say surprised. I'm surprised that I think just being in the NFL in general, just the atmosphere, the vibes, everything, the whole experience was surprising to me. It's everything I could have imagined, everything I could have asked for. But, you know, I do like to set the goals and expectations very high for myself. So it would take a lot. It would take a lot to surprise me.
With having a year under your belt, what's the biggest thing you've learned that you'd like to really work on in this offseason?
Patience, just patience. If you find a way to let this game slow down to you, it'll come and it'll be a lot easier. And I feel like throughout the season it did that. But you know, the biggest thing for me is definitely just going to be patience.
Letting things develop. And
right.
Reverse or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Though, talk about what this offense could be next year. Do you think it could be a top 10 offense, a top 5 offense? I mean, how good do you think you guys could be?
Like I said, you know, it has potential to be one of the best in the league, and that should be the mindset of everybody. So, you know, you never know what the future holds, so I guess we have to wait and see next year.
Are you excited, though, to
absolutely
get Victor back? And
just hopefully he can come back healthy. You know, I know it's a long process. It's a long road. So during the off season, just hoping that all of his training and recovery and rehab goes right.
You said, you know, watching what you've done has kind of motivated him a little bit. You guys talked?
Oh, every time I see him, you know, we talk. It's still the same. It's just, you know, you don't get to see him so much, so you're not talking as much. But you know, like I said, I know how the recovery thing is. You know, you're always busy, and he's a high caliber guy, so I'm sure you know, he's got a lot of things going on. So I kind of just, you know, I know I backed off and checked on him and just made sure, you know, every time I saw him, you know, we were talking and still everything was still the same. But, you know, just giving him that space and knowing, because I know what it's like to be out and have to rehab every single day. So hopefully, you know, he has a speedy recovery and it goes the right way.
Odell, one game left. Is there any piece of unfinished business in your rookie season that you still haven't done yet that you want to get done on Sunday?
Just finish, you know, finish strong. It's just kind of something that's hit me throughout the season. You know, every time I step on the field, you know, you never know when it could be a last. So go as hard as possible at all times. Never take a play off, and you know, that's what I plan to do Sunday.
Do you sense, too, part of your I think why you're so popular is because you bring a joy to the game, and that's always been something you've done. Is that something that's just special for you?
I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, like I said, I just love playing this. I love just being out there, and you know, not too many people get this opportunity. So you got to take full advantage of it, and I'm going to enjoy every last second of it.
Do you have to change anything with the celebration dances? I know Tom's talked to you about it, talked to us about it, about how.
Just don't get a penalty. Just don't get a penalty.
How do you do that?
That's really up to the refs. You know, I don't, like I said, I don't feel like it should have been a penalty, but it was. So just be mindful of their tendencies and what they may call or whatever could be close or cutting it close. Just, you know, don't step near the line.
Will you ask them for like a clarification before the game?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to, you know, hopefully I can get in the end zone Sunday and I guess we'll see what happens. I know we're all excited to play.
Does it matter to you? You're tied for receptions for rookie receivers, Jarvis, obviously, the TDs with Evans. Would it be important to you to lead in catches, yards, and touchdowns?
I mean, of course it'd be nice, but, you know, that's always in the back of your mind. Obviously, like I say, the goal is always the win, and, you know, like I was saying, just take every play as if it was your last. So, Jarvis called me the other day, and we were talking about that, and he was saying you got to go hard Sunday because I know how he's coming. I know how he is, but it's a loving competition. So, looking forward to Sunday.